Welcome back. It's Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Steve Ross was just 9 years old when he was first imprisoned in a Nazi concentration camp. And over the next 5 years, he was starved, beaten, experimented on, forced into labor, and terrorized at 10 different death camps.
One time, I stole a potato. A guard saw me. He came over, he pulled me by the ear away, and he gave me 25 lashes with a lead pipe. And they broke my back. Today, I can't walk too well.
On April 29th, 1945, American soldiers liberated Dachau. Some 30,000 Holocaust survivors were freed, and Steve Ross was among them. And as he walked away from the camp, he came upon a U.S. Army lieutenant sitting on a tank and eating food. And what happened next transformed Steve Ross's life.
After I was rescued from hell in the Valley of Death, I came upon a soldier on a tank that showed me compassion for the first time, concern, and took me back to God, to civilization and mankind. He gave me his food. He put his arm around me, and he gave me a flag.
Well, the story is told in a new documentary called Etched in Glass, The Legacy of Steve Ross. It premieres at the Coolidge Corner Theater tomorrow night. And Roger Lyons, director of the film, joins us now in the studio. Welcome to Radio Boston.
Thanks, Meghna. Great to be here.
What an incredible story. Can you first tell us how you first came to know Steve and his story?
Sure. I was assigned to do one-minute profiles of unsung heroes in the community way back in 2000. And somebody suggested that I call Steve Ross and maybe do a profile of him. And so I did. I called him up, and after a two-hour phone conversation with basically no pause in it, I thought, wow, what a great story. So I went down to the memorial, interviewed him, and just having seen the passion come out of him and all this just compelling story made me think that somehow somebody needed to do a longer piece than 45 seconds or a minute. And so I basically self-funded a bunch of shoots and followed him around and saw him in action speaking to kids in Boston High School and other places and just really inspiring them.
I mean, first, it just astonishes me that you had to try and fit his story into a 45-second piece. I mean, impossible because it's so profound, right?
I mean,
tell us more about Steve's experiences in the death camps. I mean, being in prison when he was first just 9 years old.
Well, his parents actually tried to avoid that by sending him off with some farmers in Krasnik, who ultimately had to send him to the woods because the Nazis were going to kill anybody harboring Jews. So young Steve at 9 years old was in the woods with the partisans all by himself, basically, and the Nazis found him, saw that he was circumcised, said, "You're a Jew," and then encamped him for 5 years. So it was just a horrible situation. Everything you've seen on Schindler's List basically happened to Steve multiple times. And yet he endured, and he really, his will to live and his will to tell people what really happened was what kept him going.
Well, I don't ever like using sort of film analogies here, but the Schindler's List one is appropriate because, I mean, in the documentary, we learn that Steve had to hide in the feces of an outhouse as Nazi soldiers were murdering children, that he once grabbed onto the axle of a train to escape a camp, only to end up in another camp, obviously beaten and starved repeatedly. The cumulative effect of that, I still cannot imagine, but I just want to play a little bit more of tape from the documentary here of one of the effects that Steve himself describes that all this had on him.
We began to realize that we are no longer human beings. We just were zombies living in a world that will not aid us.
Roger, talk to me more about this, because while Steve describes that, he almost had to make himself into a kind of a zombie, here clearly is a man who never lost his humanity. Never, never.
Right, and he never gave up. He really wanted to live to tell the world what had happened. And so what he did ultimately, there were years where he just got beaten down and there was really not much he could do, but he basically started to act on trying to get out of there, which is why he literally ran under and grabbed the underneath of a train and got out of Auschwitz just after being tattooed with numbers on his arms. And he escaped, again, yes, to find another death camp. But from every place he went, he tried to get out. And that was a difference between him and a lot of other folks who were encamped in there.
And he survived those attempts. I mean, like he survived what I'm sure was a retribution in trying to get out.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
You know, in the introduction to our conversation, we played a clip from the film. Again, the film is called Etched in Glass, where Steve describes the amazing experience he had upon his liberation from Dachau, encountering that U.S. soldier. Two quick things I want to ask you about that. First of all, my guess is that it would have been his first encounter with an Allied soldier, right? Like that,
right.
Every other soldier he'd met before that was probably a Nazi, right?
Right, they absolutely were. That's correct.
And that flag. Now, Steve's son is Mike Ross.
Correct.
He's the former Boston City Councilor. Just wanted to note that for folks who might have been wondering. But in terms of the flag that the soldier gave to Steve Ross, he still has that?
Yes. Well, he was given food. The soldier jumped off a tank, gave him some food and a hug, you know, an act of kindness.
Yeah.
And gave him this cloth to wipe the dirt off his face and tears and everything. And Steve, being a Polish kid, had no idea what this was. But he kept it as a memento. And he realized later on that it was an American flag. And at that point, he was driven to go to America and find that soldier to thank him for helping him out and showing him that act of kindness.
Did he find the soldier?
Well, you'd have to see the film.
Okay.
Because it comes a long way. He actually searched for the soldier for 67 years. And he was just driven to find this person.
Yeah. Okay, fair enough. We're not going to ask you to give everything away. But tell us the story, though, of how Steve came to Boston.
Steve came over from the DP camps in Germany, originally to New York, and then came to Boston and lived in an orphanage in Dorchester. And he met some other folks. It really was sort of a place for wayward Jewish orphans of the war to be. And he met Dr. Bob Berger and some other folks that he became very friendly with. And he ended up remembering that his mother told him in order to be a great man, he really needed to get an education. And so his goal was to get educated, and he worked his way through three colleges, even though he started off speaking no English. Three college degrees, became a licensed psychologist in the city of Boston, became a street worker with Mayor Ray Flynn, former Mayor Ray Flynn, and helped young kids stay out of trouble.
Yeah. Now, the film is called Etched in Glass because Steve Ross is the major force, one of the major forces in the creation of the New England Holocaust Memorial.
That's correct.
Yeah. I mean, remind us what he did to make that happen.
It was his idea to do this, to build some kind of memorial to those who were fallen and killed and whatever back in the war. But he wanted to put something together where people could gather and pray for their ancestors, pray for the Jewish people, just a place, a physical place to go. And so he got together, as it turns out, having already worked with Ray Flynn as a street worker. Now Ray Flynn was the mayor, and he worked with Ray to get that parcel of land that's on the Freedom Trail. And then he went after a huge fundraising campaign with Bill Carman of Newton and some others to raise enough money to build a huge monument to the people who were fallen.
Yeah. We just got a minute to go here, Roger. I wonder, the Holocaust Memorial has been vandalized twice recently in the past several months. I just wonder what Steve feels about sort of where we find ourselves as a nation today, you know, with the rise of the extreme right wing, a resurgence in anti-Semitic rhetoric and actions. I mean, it pains me. I can't even imagine how he feels about this.
Right. Well, the first shoot I did with him after my little interview was at a Stop the Hate event at Boston High School. He's been on a campaign, anti-hate campaign, since he was born, really, but from the camps. That's been his thing. And so this kind of vandalism that really destroys something that's supposed to be a monument, a positive thing, is really something that he's been working his whole life against.
Yeah. Well, the film is called Etched in Glass, The Legacy of Steve Ross. It premieres at the Coolidge Corner Theater in Brookline tomorrow night. Tomorrow at noon, thank you. We have more information about that at radioboston.org. Roger Lyons, director of the film, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much.
That's it for today. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.